Yeah, man. I think a steamer is where you like shit on somebody.
What?
Yeah, like a Cleveland steamer is like where you shit on somebody or something like that. Cause it's hot shit or something. Cause you don't shit cold.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think when you get to the point where you are shitting on people. Oh, we could have gone to Dutch Brothers. I think when you're at the point where you're shitting on people, I think you've broken your governor, man. I think, I mean...
you need to chill for a while?
You know, like when you're driving, as right. I am right now, and you look at that thing called a tachometer that tells you how many RPMs your car is going, your right. engine is churning around yeah. in, and there's that red area, mm-hmm. where you fucking bounced off that bitch and just went another loop over when you're shitting on people's areas, chests,
just
the
anywhere,
fuck
right?
Yeah, man, not into that at all. Not into that at all.
Man, people love it, man.
I can go my whole life without getting into those predicaments.
you don't want to have somebody shit on you, maybe?
Nah.
Just a little bit?
Nah.
Just a little piece?
I'm like, oh, that was a heavy one.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm not into any of that shit. I'm not interested. I don't want to do it to someone. Nah, man, I'm good. I am fucking peachy keen.
All right, you know. Whatever floats people's boats, man. Whatever you're into. Different strokes for different folks, different logs for different people.
What if your thing was, okay, so what if you broke your governor, and now you're at the point where you broke your shitting governor, or is it your vacuuming gummy?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm trying to multitask. Hold on. I've got a lot of these going on. Hold on. I'm trying to talk. All right, hold on. This is a likelihood we won't survive this drive.
There's a lot of minorities in that car, man. They're all fat.
Is that why the car couldn't move?
Dude, it's a freaking like 92 broke-ass Nissan Sentra going uphill.
Why you gotta say Nissan Sentra, dog, when you know that's not a Nissan Sentra?
Whatever. What was it? Toyota?
That was like a Honda Toyota. Accord. I don't know, man. I gotta insult the memory of Seabiscuit for it.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of minorities in there.
Anyways, so what if you broke your governor to the point where you aren't just like requesting, what is it? Steamer? Steamer?
Cleveland steamer.
And you're just not requesting a Cleveland steamer. You're requesting like a consistency too. You're like, I need soft serve ice cream.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Have you seen that commercial for that, I think it's called like a potty something. It's this fucking commercial for this, because there's supposedly some shit about you're supposed to squat to take
a shit.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Where it's like a little stool that goes under your feet while you're taking a shit on a toilet. And it's supposed to put your body in the right positioning for...
Right.
Dude, people that have bathroom issues are totally fucking throwing up right now. You know who you are. Anyways, and it's a little... What is it called? A poopy potty or a...
Squatty potty.
Squatty potty. That's what it is. And you put their feet on it. It's a little plastic thing. I'm like, dude, I can make this out of wood. But that's besides the point. So you put that thing on your feet and it puts your body in the perfect position, supposedly, for your bowel movement to just... slide out like a perfect soft serve ice cream. And the way they promote it, have you seen the video where it's like a little unicorn pooping?
Yeah.
And it's like a soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That is genius marketing, because it's disgusting, but at the same time, you've managed to make pooping kind of both comical and kind of kid-like with the whole soft serve ice cream and like a cuddly, you know, unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's genius marketing. Genius. Like I was telling you earlier about that jiu-jitsu brand that their mascot is like an upside down panda. I mean, that's genius. It's genius because I still remember it. That's when you know marketing is good, when you still remember the design.
Yeah.
Or the logo or whatever. Unless you've been brainwashed for years, like you'll always remember, you know, the Coca-Cola symbol.
Yeah.
Or the Walmart symbol or some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways.
Yeah, sorry, we went off on that tangent, but we were in mid-conversation when we started this. So.
Hey man, you got to bring up Stanley Steamers. I'm gonna talk about soft serve ice cream. It's just logical.
Yeah, man, the popo out tonight. But we never actually out this late. It's later than
normal.
Normal.
Dude, back in the day when we used to rule the streets,
we'd be going out at this time. Yeah, we just getting carb up right now. Man,
my car would be warming up right now. I'd be trying to get that boost in weather.
That's right.
Shout out to some of the guys from Jiu-Jitsu who apparently listened to that podcast, the one where we rule the streets.
Yeah.
It's like podcast number 18 or some shit. Yeah. Which, by the way, if you didn't watch Fast and Furious and pay attention very closely, you would never have figured out that I photoshopped your head and my head on Vin Diesel and
Paul Walker's body
during like the first movie, which is, you know, nobody would have gotten that reference.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. You said we probably raced them back in the day.
Maybe. And if we did, I just want to say, I apologize to nobody. You took that L, and you take that L, and never forget. Never forget.
That's right. Our
Those
bad.
Are my streets.
Our bad for making you use all your VTEC on your Honda Civics.
Bro, don't even. Because you know you took that L. If you ever saw a white 300ZX that was literally spitting fire and pissing vinegar out of the fucking tires, that was me, bro. I'm sorry.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, man. You weren't ready. It's like some sort of... fucking Punisher, not Punisher, Ghost Rider car? Car, yeah, no. Man. It was like that movie that I showed you that you were like, this is going to be some bullshit because it's an 80s movie.
Oh.
And I showed it to you and you were like, this is the best movie ever made and I should have watched this years ago. Jonathan, how could I have been so wrong? And I was like, that's right, Ruben. Now, because you lost this bet, I have to slap you with my dick in the face. And then that was a memorable memory that we both remember till this day.
It didn't happen exactly like that, but it was passable.
Yeah, man. Passable? Passable? How dare you, sir? It was good.
It was basically the first version of The Crow. Sup with the car and banging ass 80s hoe.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen, back before he had the money to use crack like he breathes air.
Yeah.
It was good, man. It was a good movie. Everybody loves a good revenge movie. I've said this a million times. That's another reason why Man on Fire is so good. You can't tell me Man on Fire is not good. Yeah. Everybody wanted that motherfucker to just clip and put metal in everybody that was involved with that whole thing. You know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, on a different note, because it's just popped into my head, and maybe it's the caffeine that's now coursing through my blood.
Making your heart hurt a little bit?
It might. Yeah, dude, I don't know how Boesky drinks these like water. Shout out to Boesky. Anyways, apparently new trailers have been coming out for the new Ocean's 11 movie. I refuse to watch that warm, soft serve ice cream shit that is that movie. I refuse to even watch the trailers. All right. Some of y'all are going to be like, why are you so aggro about this, Jonathan? Why are you so upset about said thing? And I'm going to say, look, man, I tell you, but we had a whole podcast about it where I made my point very clear. And if I was anywhere near prepared, I would have told you exactly what podcast I was. Like, I would have gone back and looked at the library, but I don't remember. But have I posted it already?
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Have I posted back the throwback clip? I might have. It's in the first 50 for sure. Just look for a picture of, like, Ruben and I photoshopped on an Ocean's 11 cover. And it's going to be one of those. But anyways, yeah, fuck that movie.
Damn, they're aggro about it.
Yeah, fuck that movie. That's been the only movie in the last like 30 years that I've even remotely had any emotion about.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I'm not excited about that movie at all.
There's a ton of good movies out, man.
What are you talking about? What good movies are out now? What good movies are out now? All right, Black Panther was the best movie I've seen in a while.
Black Panther was really good, man.
I told you, and I'm glad you weren't all salty about it. You weren't like, oh, it wasn't that good. It could have been better.
The only way it could have been better is if it was 4 hours longer. That's the only way it could have been better. Because I'm always down for long movies.
Not a lot of people are, though. Some people are. No, that's bullshit. You were the one that at one time I said, watch this movie, and you're like, no, man, that movie was too long. It could have been shorter. It could have been like an hour shorter. What movie did? What were we talking about? Where you were like?
Oh, you're talking about Jared Leto's movie, where he's blind.
Oh,
and talking like Jared Leto.
Blade Runner.
That movie just looks just not good. So I was like, I'm not gonna sit here for four
honestly,
and a half hours.
Honestly, man, I don't think that movie. Visually, it's a beautiful movie, but it's not a great movie.
Yeah, because it just didn't look like they had 4.5 hours of material. Like, that looks like it could have been wrapped up in two.
I think the problem with that movie, too, is that it totally shits on the ending of the last movie. It's like them making Inception 2 and then being like, nah, man, he made it out. Don't worry about it. Now we gotta go and steal money from a casino. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It shits on the mystique of the ending where it's open-ended. It leaves it up to the viewer to decide what they're going to do or what they want to feel like the situation is happening.
Yeah.
So why is everybody passing me up like I'm going slow?
They do that, man.
Anyways.
Wow, that guy's really doing it.
Yeah, and he's doing it in like an Optimus Prime truck. Look at that.
America, homie.
Anyways, there's an old person missing. Silver alert. So what's going on with you, dog? What's going on in your life?
You know, a few things. Pretty good.
I was going to say, you want to bring those up, or?
Well, I'm getting the navigation going here.
Like, where are we going? You want to talk about those, or are we just going to, like, listen to air? I could go back into my Ocean's 11, man.
No. Keep. This thing's searching for GPS. I don't know why it would be searching for GPS when.
Dude, we're still, like, 40 miles away from this thing. Why are you even tripping? We're not anywhere near the destination.
Because I'm not trying to go to the Crip area of Arizona.
Why not, dog?
I'm the
best kind of food.
Because I'm an honorary blood, so.
Oh, are you? Is
yeah.
that what's going on? All right, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good to know.
Yeah, man.
But if I was a Crip, man, I just, you know, now I got to shank you out of respect.
I have people that do that for me.
Anyways. So you want to stop pushing around, or?
Yeah, well, it's like searching for GPS. What the hell?
Your phone's a piece of shit, dog.
I know. That's
We've talked about this a million times. We talk about this in every three podcasts. You need a new phone.
That's what I was telling. Did I tell you my boss called me? One of the things happened at work, my boss called me, apparently.
Yeah, your fucking phone doesn't
ring. Yeah, phone wasn't ringing. She's like, when I call you, you got to pick up. I'm like, I did. She's like, no, we tried to call you 6 times. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? This is the first I've ever heard of that. And she's like, I can't tell if you're being serious or not. I'm like, no, I'm being serious. Oh, look at the Haunted Mansion over there. Because, you know, I'm pretty sarcastic in the way I talk most times. She's like, I can't tell if you're being serious or not. I'm like, no, I'm being serious. And she's like, oh. She's like, well, what the hell's wrong with your phone? I'm like, I don't know.
Whoa! What the fuck?
Whoa, we almost died. That was awesome.
I don't need caffeine anymore. My fucking balls are in my stomach. That semi just...
Whoa.
I'm getting the fuck away from this dude.
Yeah.
That guy's like falling asleep or some shit.
Wow. Okay. So I'll give you the play-by-play what happened. I'm telling you what happened. John's taking a drink of his Bang Energy, sponsored by Bang Energy.
Get your bang on.
Get your bang on.
Use discount code Monday's Locker Room Talk for 10% off of your local Bang drink.
Yeah. And, And so there's we're in the middle of getting to the city here, and so there's a semi truck in front of us, and he's just going straight. We're like a few feet in front of him. All of a sudden, he just kind of comes into our side. He just swerves really quickly, and we almost died. He almost clipped us.
If we were like 5 feet further, like that metal part that stops cars from going
under him,
under semis would have just clipped the front of my car.
We were like, I don't know, maybe 10 feet in back of him, maybe 5 feet in back of him.
Maybe I could have gotten a Skyline then. I would have been like, oh, man, my car used to be Skyline.
Yeah, I would have had that robot body. That shit would have been cool.
Jeez.
Would have had that Luke Skywalker everything.
So anyways, you're saying about, your phone sucks dick.
Oh, yeah, phone sucks dick.
Yeah, man, good thing you weren't getting like a booty call because then you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
You'd been like, oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I was trying to get that pie life going, and apparently my phone let me down.
Oh, yeah, and then another random thing about my boss, she's like, hey, she's like, oh, I'm not supposed to ask you, but I'm going to ask you. I'm like, okay, random as fuck, but okay.
She's like, how big is your dick?
I'm like, well, I don't want to brag, but it's about 8+, you know.
know what I'm saying? I'm modest.
I'm modest. I won't give you exact numbers. I won't make anybody else feel
uncomfortable.
Feel inadequate. But you know, I do get lightheaded.
Wow. So much blood goes down there that yeah. I gotta hold on to a chair at least for a minute.
I always gotta be the bottom. I can't let my blood pressure
stabilize, yeah, and I gotta just hold on to something for a second.
I can't do missionary or else I'll just collapse.
Top of you.
Top of you.
Like, sorry, babe, you're gonna have to do all the work now.
Yeah. No, she's like, I'm not supposed to ask, but I will ask. She's like, how's your girlfriend? I was like, the fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
She'd be like, why, you trying to get on this dick or what?
I was like, what?
Oh, damn, Ridge Racer over here.
Torque over here. Calm the fuck down. Did he just wave hi at us?
No, he turned, he's signaling left.
Okay, got it.
Right, he's signaling right.
Yeah, she's like, how's your girlfriend? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What is you talking about? And my other buddy I work with that was there too, and he's like, what? He's like, that's random as hell. I was like, yeah. That's how he talks too. That was my impression of him. He's like, that's random as hell.
Your boss asked you this?
Yeah.
Dude, your boss wants some tip.
And I was like, I don't have a girlfriend. She's like, oh, I thought it was you told me you had a girlfriend. I was like, no. I was like, that wasn't me. That was somebody else. And she's like, oh. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, I was sure it was you though. I go, no, pretty sure it was not me. And she's like, oh, okay. I was like, why? What'd you hear? She's like, oh, nothing. I didn't hear anything about it. I'm just bringing this up now. I'm like, oh, okay. That's random. My buddy, he's like, yeah, what you been hearing about him?
He was there too?
Yeah, he was there too, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, we call it the after work meeting or whatever, but it's just us bullshitting. So, he's like, why? What'd you been hearing about him too? And I was like,
so I heard he's down for those 95 minutes, and 90 minutes is for me.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give him those 5 minutes.
I'm like, my cardio's not good right now, though, so that's a five for you. And I was like, why? What you been hearing about me? She's like, oh, no. I was like, why? Who's available here? And she's like, oh, there's plenty of people on the other side. I was like, cool,
yeah.
Then. I was like, yeah, let's get this going then. I go, who? She's like, oh, there's this one chick. I was like, okay, I don't know who that is. She's like, oh, there's this other chick. I was like, all right. This one chick I flirt with normally. I was like, all right. I was like, get her going then.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I'm liking this. So then what happened?
And then I went home. It was Friday.
What the fuck? Why didn't you follow up, dog?
It was the end of the week. What did you want me to do?
You go across the room and be like, hey, I hear you had some questions.
No, they had to leave.
Let's do this. You and me. Coffee. Now. Get in the car.
No, they had to leave. They had an event to go to.
I feel like this easily could be a chick. See, all the chicks listening to the podcast right now. And don't be offended by the word chicks, ladies. I meant ladies, but said chicks. Same shit. Anyways, I feel all the ladies on the podcast right now are like, oh, yeah, that's what girls do to find out if you're single.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
Somebody probably was asking. And so they were asking her so she could ask you, and then she could relay the information.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened, too.
All the women right now are clapping. They're like, yeah, this motherfucker knows what we're saying to him via podcast.
That's what I kind of figured that they were doing, too, because they all know each other a lot longer than I've been there.
Yeah, man. So. See, that's why you got to go in there. Oh, this is that one restaurant I told you about, I think.
Hipsters R Us?
Yeah, all these restaurants are Hipsters R Us, dude. All of them.
Yeah, that's what I figured they were doing, so I was like, fuck it, I'll fucking go along with this shit. Right,
I'm gonna go, buddy. I'm gonna go.
So, that's what I figured they were doing.
Yeah, man. You gotta get more details, though. This is the place, man. I ate at this place right here to your left. It's good, it's decent. I mean, it's alright. I like how I fucking went backwards on that. I'm like, it's good, it's decent, it's alright. Anyways, something's going on in that penthouse over there. Yeah.
Oh, he's giving her that tip on that balcony. Yeah. That's what she's supposed to be doing.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. If you haven't listened to that podcast,
yeah, I mean, that's right. Cop, kick that fucking hobo out of here.
If you're not using your penthouse properly, let me know. I'll use it properly for you.
That's what you gotta be doing, man. You gotta be just banging hoes,
lighting off, them up against the rail. Oh, look at the 300ZX. Yeah, represent. It's a non-turbo. What a loser.
What a homo, right?
I don't know if I went that far, but anyways, I think that's what they were doing. You should have delved. You should dove. dove. Yeah, dove's the right word.
Dove. Dick first.
Wow. I don't know about that.
You can't tell if those are hookers or hipsters. Let's play a game, man. Hookers or hipsters?
Hipsters. Those are all hipsters.
Right, all
right. The fuck's this place at, dog?
Keep going.
Okay. Anyways, so, yeah, you should have delved deeper into that. You should have been like, oh, you know, why are you asking? I'm like, look, let's be real honest, you and me. Is this because somebody asked? If so, let me know. I'll go fucking hit him up right now. I ain't about that bullshit. Jonathan, my good friend Jonathan, has been telling me for fucking years that this long game bullshit just doesn't make sense, okay? So I'm going to take his advice for the first goddamn time in ever and listen to what he said. I'm going to go talk to this girl and just be like, look, man, let's go to get some coffee.
Yeah, I was talking to her a little bit more this week, so...
Didn't we have Mystery Girl on last week? And she was like, yeah, man, that's how you talk to women.
I don't
women.
Know what she said. I forget. My memory's not good.
It's a fucking podcast, dog. Go back and listen to that shit.
Dude, I don't listen to what I... You need to start doing afterwards.
It. You need to start doing it. Where the fuck am I going?
You're going... take a left on Central.
Left on Central. All right. I mean, I'm thinking we're close. Look at all these hipsters. We got to be close.
Yeah. All right. Is that a hooker or a hipster?
Hipster. These are all hipsters, dude.
Yeah.
These are all hipsters.
I'm going to need to see some holographic ID.
You're like, I need some sort of holographic bird on your ID that can be replicated. Hey, little dog. Hey, little dog. That little dog's badass. I want that dog now. Happy running, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I was talking to her a lot more this week, too. So, there you go. Take everybody's advice. Parking on North Central Ave.
So it's probably all these fucking cars right here. All oh, man, these get some fucking cars right
European here. Guys are probably trying to get dick, because, you know, that's what European dudes do.
Can't turn left. Yeah, this is it.
Oh,
right
that's
here,
it. I think we found it.
Yeah, yeah. We just need to find fucking parking, which I'm sure is going to be. No, you dumb people. Do not try to cross right here. First of all, this is a fucking family event. Why are you looking like a hoe?
I say hoe ass hoes.
Oh, they're probably going to this hoe event over here.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get at that food. Look at that food.
See, I'm
man.
Trying to get this food.
Looking at that food. Where the fuck am I parking, dog?
All right, go this way.
Go right. We're going to go right here. We got to watch out for all these pedestrians. All of them. All
of
them.
Hoes.
There's a lot of fucking pedestrians, man. I mean, we won't miss a couple of them if I just go through them, right?
Damn, leg tattoo on your knee, man. You down for the pie life?
If we had stickers right now, it'd be great to have some pie life stickers. Just be like, hey.
See if I can get a design up for you, man, that you're happy with.
Like, hey, man, you into that pie life?
What do you mean by pie life? Ooh, faggots.
Damn. In with that fucking fire, son. You meant that anger is kicking in.
Dude.
I think we came a little too late, man. Parking apparently is packed. We're better off parking, like, down there by some sort of hospital or, like, place and just... There. Oh, look, dude, isn't this the arcade place we went to?
Yeah, very close to it.
We might have to park at that place.
Yeah, do that.
Hey, I think I have changed. You can use these...
Oh, these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't be here more than an hour, probably.
Come on, dog, you don't gotta stop. You don't gotta stop, you bad, bad driver. You're a bad driver.
Probably a woman.
Bad driver.
Probably a woman.
That's a red. I can't park there. Anyways, so yeah, man, I think you need to stop being about that bullshit, and you need to hit up on this girl.
Well, I shall do that.
I demand.
I was actually going to, but then I had heard that she's
married and with three kids.
Well, she has a few kids. But
I demand an update by next week's podcast. Is it a two-way? I'm gonna assume yes. So
yeah, sure. But yeah, she has few kids, but like we had already stated earlier, it's hard to meet somebody our age now.
What's up with this parking?
With
parking down here.
Have kids.
Yeah, but at our age, man, you're gonna meet people that have kids. I mean, you're just gonna. That's private parking. Damn it! What are you doing, hipster? It's two way.
Sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just the way it goes. But I think you should just definitely hit on her. Look, man. Nobody's telling you to get married, motherfucker. Nobody's telling you to, like, you know. Give her a ring and shit.
You just tell me to pie and dive.
Wow, pie and dive. That might be the next sticker. I like that. Pie and dive.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Detour ahead. I'll give you a detour. Anyways, Yeah, man. I'm nobody's telling you to get married. All I'm saying is, you know, fucking take some chick out for coffee or some shit. You know, get to know a chick. See, ladies, I'm respectful. I didn't say get to know a hoe. Is this one way? This is a one way.
That way. All right. Should we put this on pause so we can find parking?
I mean, I don't think it's gonna help us any.
It might.
Oh fuck. Go ahead, buddy. What are you doing, dog? Are you waiting for me? Are you gonna fucking go? Go, buddy. Go. 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 I fucking hate driving here. Because people do not know how to park or drive at all. At all.
Parking is the worst here.
Parking is the worst. We should just Ubered.
Dude, that would have been probably like a $20 Uber.
No, just from down there.
Oh. Follow this guy. He looks like he knows where he's going.
Do you want to try to check this place out?
Sure.
Let's see.
Alright, now you gotta put it down.
Do I though?
Yeah.
Alright, we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Oh!
He caught some of that, so yeah, that's a thing. So yeah, man, so this is a fucking bust. So tell them what happened.
Yeah, so we came down to this, it's called the night market thing they were having here. So I guess they're gonna have like food and shit.
Yeah,
and,
it's like, a fat fuck like me's wet dream. So I can actually, I'm supposed to be on a diet, y'all, but this was just an excuse for me to fucking break it. But apparently, God was like, no, you stay on your diet, you fat motherfucker. And see, I fat shame myself. I think it's the equally opportunity person offender. So I should be able to offend other people, right? That's the logic?
Pretty much.
So anyways, so I was like, or God was like, no, stay on your diet, you fat effer. And we did not get any food. Apparently, yeah. It's going to close soon.
Yeah, it's a market. I guess it's kind of like an Asian market. They're going to have a bunch of food down here you can try.
I mean, I don't want to be racist, but I did see a lady come out of some random-ass car with a rice cooker, probably, I'm assuming, full of rice.
Yeah, man. And
this right here is why we're going to take a long time getting out. Apparently, somebody's getting loaded onto an ambulance right in front of us.
Yeah, that's true, too. And then, they're going to have food. They're going to have a bunch of Asian stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to end the sentence with they're going to have a bunch of Asians. I was like, ooh.
Well, I mean, it was going to be in, like, an Asian market, so I kind of halfway expected, like, we're going to buy some sex slaves, maybe.
Wow. You were like, yeah, I'm looking for specific
hey, time. Man. I want an authentic Asian market, man. Some Hello Kitty dolls.
I was just looking for some very, very, very good food.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been interesting.
I'm going to cut you off, buddy.
Just, try some new shit.
Oh, here we go. Dude. Oh, that girl looks like she's stressing out. I'm giving you, dude, give him the play-by-play. What the fuck's going on right now?
All right, so when we got in there to buy our tickets.
No, I'm talking about the fucking accent that's right in front of you.
No, I'm telling him.
Well, we're not going to be at this life for long, so you better tell him fast. Fine.
So they said there was a hit and run. We're trying to buy our tickets. And we are in front of the hit and run currently. And apparently,
I mean, there's three cars in this accident right here.
Yeah,
so
three cars.
Did somebody hit and then ran out of their car?
Yeah. So I thought they meant in the whole car. No. So one car looks like it rear-ended another one. But that wasn't the main accident. The main accident is a head-on collision.
Ahead of that one, yeah.
And ahead of that one, which caused probably this little SUV to hit the one in back of them. So, that's fucked up.
Dude, that guy's...
Wow! the SUV that got hit on the head-on collision, that SUV's bumper is into the Toyota Camry.
Yeah, man.
Wow, he hit hard.
Yeah, man. It looks like he tried pulling back and he just ripped the bumper out.
And so, they told us it was a hit and run. And... Dude, what is going on in this club?
This is the club, man. This is what happens when you get all carved up, like at 7 o'clock at night to get some pussy or dick, right? And you got to stand in line like a moron, even though you've been dressed up and you're looking probably slutty, or guys apparently have pants on, they're a little too tight, they're showing a lack of bulge. That's what you do. You got to wait in that fucking line for some other weirdos, losers, or mouth breathers, whatever you want to call them, to actually like get out of the club so you can get into that same circle of sweaty, grindy people and dance with them.
Hey, look, man, there's your 300.
Yeah, is that the non-turbo? It is.
It is.
A little bit of respect, bro.
But yeah, so anyways, And they said it was a hit and run, so I thought they went with the car. No, they did not go with the car. The people left the car there, which in this case was a Toyota Camry that caused the hit and run collision. They just took off running, which would be explain why the cops were looking all over the place for people.
We should just eat at one of these downtown foo-foo places.
Right, any of these places open
still? Hipster places. It gotta be, man. All these drunk people coming out of clubs, the ones that didn't go to somebody else's house to sleep with them, and they gotta eat, right? That's what do you do after you failed on your adventure of trying to get some pussy or walls? Or wait, what? Some walls or dick. What do? You eat yourself into oblivion.
Damn. Fire?
I don't know why I'm going up. I'm gonna go this way. I was gonna go up another mile. So all I'm saying, man, is this was a very disappointing situation because we got to the front of the line, apart from hearing from the hit and run, and the ladies at the ticket booth were like, yeah, everybody's about to, you know, put their stuff away and, you know, it closed in 30 minutes. I was like, 30 minutes? I saw some of those lines. In those 30 minutes, I might not get to the front of the line. I was trying to pig out is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, and then it says on the website that they're open till 1. So, I'm like, what the hell? But whatever. Whatever, man. We just can't have nothing.
Sadness. Anyways, man. Apparently, we just talked for a little too long about some dumb shit. Probably 30 minutes of dumb shit. What's going on with you? What's going on, dog? Besides you apparently telling us that you are going to now maybe have updates for us on this new chick at work. I'm very excited for you. I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you.
I demand some fucking updates, by the way. Don't be about that bullshit.
I get you my GoPro, man.
I'm gonna get you
my GoPro footage soon.
I'm about to be like, hey, man, I'm gonna get you drunk, and I'll be like, I'll pay for your first tattoo, bro, and then I'm gonna take you to tattoo parlor when you're drunk as shit, and I'm gonna have those dudes make you a fucking badge on your chest that says about that bullshit, police. That's what I'm about to do. Because you bought that bullshit at times.
Dude, really, for my birthday, that's what I should have done. I should have got a tattoo.
Yeah, man. I like how you said that weird. You're like, tattoo. Should have gotten a tattoo.
That? Tattoo.
I am so artist and open-minded. I'm fucking woke. I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo of my wokeness.
Oh, man. You want to see that? You want to know about a porno I saw?
Random. Okay.
No, it has to do with the tattoo.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What did
you... So, it was like... So this one thing was like, oh, hey, I'm not going to give you the backstory. I'm just going to give you what you need to know. So this one thing was like, hey, it was like, hey, I heard you're a lesbian. And it was like, what? Why? This one chick was like, why would you think that? She's like, and the dude was like, because you have a rainbow tattoo on your wrist. And he was like, she was like, no, that just means that, you know, I support all the gays and all that. And he was like, yeah, that means you're a lesbian. And she was like, well, I don't want people at my college to think I'm lesbian. And he was like, well, there's only one way you can prove that, and that's by sucking my dick. And she was like, good point. So she sucked his dick.
And you think this works in real life? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No.
You're like, yo, bro, I got a new pickup line. Check it out.
No, it just reminded me of that tattoo thing.
Porn has such shit storylines. Like, they're not even trying.
No, they weren't. I was like, oh, all right.
That's just a dumb shit. It's like, oh, I guess you're gay. I'm not. All right, well, prove it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
that's schoolyard bullshit.
Yeah.
And you're like, your mom know you're gay? Wait, what? No, wait, what? Fuck.
And then later... they had a chick had a jersey on. He was like, see, look, I knew you were a lesbian. Only lesbians wear jerseys from like NBA teams or whatever. She's like, no, it's just comfortable. He's like, she's like, well, I'll prove it to you right now. You can bang me right here on this couch. He was like, all right. I was like, oh my God, this is stupid. Like, I'm not going to stop watching because I'm already committed about 9 minutes into this free preview. But look, this is stupid. I just want you to know, this is stupid.
Fuck it, man. We should go all out right now. We should go and have dinner at some shady establishment, like a strip club.
Oh, man. We just passed a strip club right here that actually has, what did I tell you? It's a cage fighting for chicks. but they're strippers. It's like ultimate stripper cage fighting.
How do you know about this? So, are you on the fucking mailing list?
No. Because I drive a lot. And so we have it on the like rap station or whatever. You know, the rap main rap station here in town.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, come down to, what the fuck is it? It's some like jungle cat. It's like, oh, come down to Puma's. We got ultimate stripper chick fights. They go 2 rounds each for the titty trophy or something like that. I don't know. I was like, what? I was like, that's a super happy fun time video right there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It involved me blurring out 90% of the video. Yeah.
And I'm like, when does this occur, guy on the radio? And they're like, Thursdays. I'm like, the fuck Thursday? I'm like, I gotta go to work the next day, man. Come the fuck down.
Yeah, man, that's how they get their numbers up. I'm on not a Thursday.
Trying to smell like strawberry pussy and
what?
Fucking go to work the next day.
Like, I'm not trying to smell like what's that store in the malls that always has all the lotions and shit?
Oh, Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to watch it. It doesn't smell like Bath and Body Works lotion.
Yeah, man.
Fucking Britney Spears' latest perfume.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's hilarious. I like how you're like, the radio, the PG-13 radio that's FCC compliant is totally
they got ads. They weren't like, oh, hey, come down here and you'll see Predator Mouth or anything. They were like,
Predator Mouth. That's bad.
They were like, they're just like, hey, we got strippers cage fighting 2 rounds.
Dude.
3 minutes each.
The car scene's calling me, man. Look at this. The car scene is calling me, dog.
That same dude.
It's calling me, man. That's God saying, look, bro, it's time. The streets have gone unruled for too many years. It's time for you to come back and take a grip on them.
Splinter Cell would be mad if he saw that car. He'd be like...
Splinter Cell would fucking... literally go after them and probably
you'd be like,
oh god,
you homos.
Look, there comes another one trying to join in on the three-way slow race on the freeway full of traffic.
He's like, I'm as fast as you guys, don't leave me.
Yeah man.
That's just what I'm saying. It's just what I hear on the radio.
Could have carpooled with that guy, by the way.
Should have.
Yeah, all I know, man, is that I'm kind of curious now, actually.
I'm telling you.
I'm kind of curious. Is this like MMA gloves? Is this like a... Can you do jiu-jitsu?
They're probably like those... Where are the Sock'em Boppers? Those like giant gloves?
Oh, those giant ones. Yeah.
Or like Hulk hands or some shit.
And so is there pride rules? Can you stomp kick or anything?
I don't know.
Can you elbow?
Like, can you gouge and shit? Like,
can you eye gouge? Is there like legitimate rules in this? Or are they in some sort
of
like...
I don't know, man.
Like baby oil that they're... fighting it.
They're finding Jell-O.
Yeah, man.
Which was served from the buffet earlier.
Ugh. It's like, you know, the peas from the salad. It's like peas floating around.
Disgusting. Yeah, man. So, yeah, there you go. If any of you guys have been to that, let me know.
You're like, I'm curious. Well, if anybody wants to go with me, let me know.
I'm off on this Friday, but we're we already got plans, so...
You're like, oh, no, I'd love to go, you know. I told you that one day, I'm like, what we should do is just get fucking wasted and go do...
Okay, I like this so far.
I know you do. And then go do karaoke. We'll sing some fucking 80s songs. I'll rock out Journey, dude. Yeah. I'll rock out Baby Got Back.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my shit, too. I got all that 80s shit, dog.
Yeah.
I got it.
That dude's a little close to you right there.
Oh, these dudes are very close to me. Yeah. Yeah.
This is shit. Dude from
fucking Oklahoma doesn't know how to drive. Anyways, that's what we should do. We should do like a karaoke night.
We should do that.
Can't hang, dog.
Can't hang.
Fucking yawning and shit. You cannot hang.
Where does one do this said karaoke?
Oh, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of desperate bars for additional money. Desperate bars that need like additional people to come in and just keep them afloat. It's gotta be one somewhere. There was one by the streets we used to rule. By we, I mean like I, because you know, I was a killer in that Z.
Hey man, I raced a few people on my Ford.
That's right, you had your fucking Ford at the time.
Dude, I murked some Honda Civics.
Remember when you had your riced out Civic? So we already talked about this on the podcast before. We didn't go this way. I just missed the car scene days, man. We'll get back in next week, we gotta go
up there to the streets and see what's going on.
We should give an update.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, these were my streets, fools, you young whippersnappers.
Dude, why is this guy behind us got such bright lights?
I'm thinking he's a cop. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Go to another lane.
Alright, hold on. I'm gonna casually just let me get over. Anyways. So what's going on, dog? You're going to give us an update next week about you trying to hit on this chick?
Right.
We've done like 3 podcasts now with Mystery Girl on how to pick up women and or men. So you should be a fucking pro at this. All right? You should be a fucking pro
at this. The thing is, I let them come to me and that's working good.
That's working good. That's the problem,
it's working
dog.
Good.
See, it's you bought that.
Fine.
That's that bullshit, though.
It's
that's
working
that
fine.
Long game bullshit.
Hey, we're already done talking about this. We're going on to the next thing.
No,
I'll
you
let
just
you know
don't
how it goes.
It you just don't want to bring it up.
I'll let you know how it goes. We're talking until the next thing.
Whatever. You bought that bullshit.
Made me forget the next thing.
No, you didn't have a next thing. You just
bought
that bullshit.
Those homos
maybe,
we saw in...
Maybe the next thing will come to you just like those girls will, apparently.
They will.
You motherfucker.
Those homos in Chipotle.
Those dudes that you're very aggro about, by the way.
First thing.
And I don't think they were gay. I think they were just weird.
They were homos for each other. I could have dropped. I've been like, look. I don't know what their names were. The black dude probably had a weird name, like Quick or something like that.
Okay.
And then the weird little midget dude was weird. I don't know what his name was. But I could have probably been like, look, I'll buy you a Chipotle bowl. Oh, actually, no, I couldn't because that was part of the problem. So we were in Chipotle earlier, but first thing, we're not going back to that Chipotle anymore.
No, we're done with that Chipotle. That Chipotle.
Dude, it took 20 minutes to get our food.
And there was not that many people ahead of us.
No.
Like, that Chipotle is the slowest fucking Chipotle. Like, I walk into that Chipotle and I feel like I'm the Flash because I'm seeing everything in slow motion.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I must be really fast because everybody else is moving really fucking slow.
Yeah.
But no, time is moving with me and they're just really slow.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. I hate that. And you know what, man? I have been a diehard Chipotle fan. Like, I have single-handedly
kept it afloat.
I have kept it afloat during their killing people phase, all right? When they were undercooking meat or some shit, whatever they were doing. I kept them afloat by myself. I kept eating that shit because I have a stomach of a fucking goddamn cow where I got 4 linings and shit and I'm good to go no matter what I eat. I kept them afloat single-handedly. And I am disappointed at their performance. Let me phrase it this way. I'm not impressed by their performance. Okay?
Damn, Ghost Rider here.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Yeah, man, it sucked. But anyway, so these two people in back of us are just annoying. They're weird. I kept saying they're World War III draft picks because that's exactly who they're getting drafted first.
Your thing is that you want there to be a World War III so you can thin out the herd.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr would probably agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bit of few people, little too many people built in this planet that we might not be able to take care of. But
yeah,
those guys were weird.
Yeah, they're going to be the first ones for sure.
Well, the part that bugged me is, like, I stopped listening to them the moment. Like, they were the typical dudes that, like, are really into what they're wearing. Like, everything they had a brand or a logo or some shit, which is definitely not me. I'm wearing, like, this motherfucker. I'm wearing fucking cargo pants, dog. Cargo pants right now. Because I'm a goddamn practical fucking man,
all right? All kinds of shit can fit in there, right?
Yeah, that's right. All kinds of shit.
How many times has that saved us?
A million. Especially when we're actually filming shit. Like, I it's good to have it. But anyways, and those guys were too into their looks. But the part that made me fucking even sadder, because they were, I stopped listening to them because they kept talking about the shit they were wearing, and I was like, you guys are the worst type of, I'm not even gonna call them men. I'm gonna call them, you guys are the worst type of boys. Like, you're fucking boys. Like, grow the fuck up. That dude had facial hair. I'm like, grow the fuck up. You guys are fucking boys.
Yeah.
Time to be some goddamn men.
Yeah.
Supposed to see some difficulties in your life, some struggles. But anyways. But then the part that made me really just realize that they had no fucking redeeming factors. Like, nothing that would ever make me want to ever acknowledge them as men or even see them ever in my life again. Both motherfuckers ordered kids' meals.
Yeah.
Kids' meals.
Yeah, they did.
I was like, goddamn grown adult. You want me to get out here?
Yeah.
As a goddamn grown adult, I can't even say I want a kids' meal without fucking tearing up.
Unless you're not hungry. Are you hungry?
I'm down. I can eat.
Yeah, all right.
So, anyways, I was like, dude, what the fuck? And the worst part of it was we were there for a while eating our mediocre food because it was very mediocre. And they didn't even finish it. They took it
took it to go.
Yeah, like, not like they took it to go from the get-go. Like, they sat down and ate for like 20 minutes. And apparently, in 20 minutes, they weren't able to get through their kids' meal. And so they took it to go. I was like, what's this next generation going to be about? Apparently nothing good. I'm like, those are boys. Those aren't even men.
Yeah, those guys were the worst, man.
I was like, jeez, man.
Just the worst. Maybe it's just because we're older. We think everybody's the worst.
Well, I think we're older, man. I think we forget how old we are. We're getting 52. Up there in age, man. I am now like a well-aged wine. Like, I'm getting to that point where I'm good, man. Like, this is my prime, I think. If I was Batman, I'd be in my prime right now.
Yeah.
Like,
true. Dude, yeah. We should have went to Taco Bell. Get them.
Dude, tell them about our possible new series on this channel. Tell them, dog.
New series coming next week.
Well, no, we got to film it next week. Yeah, we got to edit it and shit. You still got three videos or two videos that you have yet to fucking edit now that you have software.
It's tomorrow, man. That's what Sunday's for.
Okay. So anyway, tell them about our new series.
So new series, come within the next month.
There you go.
We're going to go around to all the shit food places.
Yeah, like the shit food.
Exactly. Not like something decent quality. Not like In-N-Out. Not like
actual chicken.
Yeah, no, not like chicken.
Or beef.
Nothing like that, man. We're going to cardboard. Like recycled cardboard. Like Taco Bell. Because while we were watching UFC fights earlier, Taco Bell had, was it triple-layered nachos or something?
Triple-layered nachos for like what? How much was
99 cents.
90, dude. 99. Dude, that can't be real tortilla chips. That's got to be like recycled cardboard.
Yeah.
So our new thing is we're going to go and try out all of these super, super, super cheap things from fast foods and give you our honest opinion on them. And hopefully try not to shit blood.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
99-cent nachos. Dude. I can't even go to a Walmart and buy all the fucking material I need to make 99-cent nachos.
And they said there's three types of cheese on there. How are they getting three types of cheese for 99 cents?
That's that government supplied cheese. That's what that is. That's that fucking like food stamp cheese.
My dad said government cheese was good.
Yeah, that's the hood part of your dad.
Dad's like, yeah, that shit was good. Lived there for a long time. Make really good cheese crisps.
Yeah, that's what they use in prison.
I was like,
that's what they use in prison. I'm like, what? How are you going to put three cheeses on this fucking nachos? One dick cheese? Like, how do you afford
some dudes in the back like, I got you.
How are you going to afford to put three types of cheese on nachos that are 99 cents? Unless these things are like a shot on nachos. Like it's like a shot glass full of nachos. I mean, how do you do that for 99 cents, man? You can't even afford beans for 9 minutes.
Dude, I don't know.
And tortilla chips? And three cheeses? Dude, we're going to shit blood. We're going to, like, our fucking stomachs are going to, like, literally just be bleeding.
We're going to be like that dude who ate McDonald's for 11 months. So we're going to get there quicker because we're eating everybody else's shit food. I like how, as we're parked here, like 20 more people have gone down.
I like how we parked far as fuck, and there's still a motherfucker who parked close to us.
Yeah. Oh, and then after that, we're going to go to, what the fuck is it? The pirate place.
The pirate place?
Yeah.
What pirate place?
Wow, you got some girly ass legs.
Bro, why are you looking around and shit? Like, anyways.
Dude got the most girly legs I've seen.
I don't know why you're looking at that dude's legs.
Because they're so girly, I have to look. What the fuck is going on here?
Are they coming from prom? Is he like the fucking prom escort? Because they're dressed like they're going to prom. But he's dressed like he came back from the skate park.
I don't know.
Like, that chick has a legit prom dress.
Yeah,
like
that's prom dress.
Like, it's rubbing up on the ground right now. She's going to smell like oil on her fucking prom. Or maybe, by now, it's got to be over, right?
Yeah.
This is the post-prom meal. But that dude's dressed like... He's dressed like he's about to get on a skateboard and push his way home.
The skate park's right here. We're leaving. All
right,
good.
I seriously thought they were going to park right here.
Yeah, okay, the pirate place. Long John Silver's, because they got some new fish.
Wow, you want to start strong, man.
We're
don't
going,
you?
Hey, we doing a new thing? We're doing a new thing. Dude, why don't we match in our clothes like that?
Because I don't blow you?
Look, they got two white shirts. They all got matching pants. All their legs are shaved, apparently.
Well, yeah, what's up with you and dude's legs today?
Dude, everybody got shorts on, and they're like, oh, my legs.
That's what we need to do, man. We need to come out.
Ask me when the last time I came out in shorts was.
You don't wear shorts.
That's right. That's goddamn right. The last time I came out in shorts, it was 2003.
We need to...
It's the guy fucking parks here. I swear.
We need to come out with, like, Life Generalist YouTube channel shirts.
Shit.
Like, check us out. We're funny fucks.
Yeah. But what do you guys
do?
That
should literally be what the back of the shirt says. We're funny fucks.
Well, what we do on our YouTube channel is we talk shit,
literally.
We let people know that a lot of people are going to die in the World War III. Well, you draft picks are going to be very, 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 very shocked by what's going to happen.
Yeah, man. Anyways, yeah, I think that would be a hilarious ass segment. What we'll do is we're not going to be able to record it inside the store because there's no way, like, if we go to, you know, Long John Silver's and we order their 35-cent free-range fish meal.
It's a free-range fish?
Yeah, man, because they don't want you to know they got it from some soupy-ass lake down in the south. And if we get that thing and review it and start fucking vomiting chunks of polluted fish onto their tables, there's no way we're going to be able to film that and post it.
We can...
We'll have to do it from the car.
Yeah, we can do it from the car.
And just be like, all right, this is the first bite of the cod, fresh cod fish meal from Long John Silver's, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, why does it taste like motor oil?
First thing, we don't
drive
sound
home,
like
we're going to be like, oh, my stomach feels like it's just in circles.
I feel like I should drink motor oil now.
It's like, why am I getting a craving now for human blood? What's going on?
First thing, we don't sound like that. So,
remember with the time we did the Epic Protein Bar review? That shit was hilarious. If I remember, I'll link it down below.
That was a good one.
Which I probably won't, so don't check. Or check. You know, maybe I'm productive. I remember, like, on Thursday. If you listen to this on Thursday, oh, there's going to be a link down below. But if you remember this, if you hear this on Monday, there's no way. You're not going to have no link. I'm sorry. This releases at 5 in the morning. I'm a goddamn professional, but not that much.
Yeah, so if you want us to try some fast foods or somewhere,
give us some recommendations. Well, we're going to start with the shit food. Like you know, how KFC's got their, like, no, is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, KFC got their fucking $5 fill-up bucket.
Yeah, everybody's got some dumb shit for $5. Like, oh, here's $5 worth of shit. Here, like, Carl's Jr. has the... You get a hot dog and a fucking shitty burger and a shitty fucking, like, cookie and some overly greased fucking fries for $5. It's like Carl's Jr. tried the least. Like, they had their marketing rep walking by the Walmart aisles and they're like, all right, we need something that has meat in it. All right, shitty meat. All right. Oh, hot dogs. Those are cheap. Those are in there.
We don't have hot dogs.
And then they're like, they're going to want to, they're fat fucks, so they're going to want a snack. So let me go through the fucking chips and, like, cookies aisle. They're going to be like, oh, perfect. Look, we can get these fucking cheap ass, you know, those cookies are like, they're like the generico cookies. Like the ones that are like oatmeal. They're like frosted oatmeal cookies that are hard. Yeah. They just threw a box of those in there. And they're like, we need one more thing. It's $5, right? They got to feel like they're getting some for a dollar. And they're like, oh, we already make fries. Just fucking throw, like, a little tiny fry bag in there. Yeah, man. We're going to shit blood for sure. That's why we got to limit this to at least one a week. We can't be doing it every day.
A week, yeah. I was just going to say like one.
One every month?
One every 2 weeks.
You're like, I like my intestines the way they are.
Yeah, I don't want my appendix to explode.
Fast forward like a month later, we're all getting like colonoscopies and getting like.
I'm like, so I got this camera showed up my ass.
Note to self, do not recommend the fresh cod, fresh Arizona cod fish meal from fucking the local fishery.
Apparently, canals aren't the salmon's natural habitat. Who knew?
That's going to be the new thing, dog. We're going to.
Dude, were you. All right, so Friday, we went out to eat like we normally do. Like we're actually doing right now, attempting to. But I see a lot of people in there, so I don't know if I want this food that bad.
Oh, I think that fucking cup caught the rest of that. I just fucking spit that shit out. At least it didn't go through my nose like it did last time.
So John's like, oh man, it was your birthday this week. So where you want? I'm like, Payway, because you know that's my shit. So we try to go to Payway. It's a fucking line in there, like they're giving out free panda feet or something. I don't know, whatever.
Panda feet.
So this N-word. I don't even know where to start with that guy.
Don't acknowledge him.
So this
motherfucker's playing DJ Hero with his taillights.
I see that.
Anyways, go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
So we go somewhere else, and I'm like, oh, let's try this Italian place me and him had tried before. It was really good last time. I feel like it was really good because we go, oh, we'll have to come back. And the service was good and everything. So we go in there again, and then it's a little, I feel like it's a little more dimly lit than it was last time, but whatever. So we get this dude, and he's like, oh, hey, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I think we both got Philly cheesesteaks. It's an Italian place, but it seemed like it was something that I could do.
The food was fine last time. The first time, yeah. It was so good that I was like, we should go back.
Yeah.
And so in their defense.
Yeah, and I was going to get the pasta, but man, it was $10 for pasta. Just pasta. No meat. How the fuck
does that make sense, by the way? I can go to Walmart and actually get like a shitload of pasta for $10.
Yeah, and so I was like, I'll try this Philly cheesesteak sub. Like, subs are other things there. I'm like, all right, I'll do that. I think you got one too. It was a little bit different. Dude, how long did we wait for our food?
Way too fucking long.
Oh, I think you ordered appetizer too.
Which, by the way, those are dog shit. I ordered some spicy. Basically, it's supposed to be like spicy wings, but boneless. So it's basically like chicken tenders. But they were like, literally, like they just took a chicken breast and cut it into like random ass shapes. And then just dipped it in Frank sauce. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it was. You know, typically, if an appetizer tastes like it was defrosted from Costco, I'm like, ugh. This is like a grade below that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is some dog shit like food.
You went to, I don't know what, Walmart, and then you didn't get it from, like, the, like, middle shelf where, like, the medium quality food is. You went to the bottom shelf and got that, like, 99-cent food. Not the Walmart brand, like the, I don't know, the below Walmart brand.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Then our food came fucking 30 minutes later. It wasn't that good. Like, the meat wasn't good.
The part that kind of concerned me a bit was the fact that usually if I remember Phyllis cheesesteaks having like a very dark, rich looking meat.
Yeah.
And this shit was a little too light. I'm like, what is this so made light. Out of pork? Is this pork steaks?
Yeah. And then the dude's like, oh, you want refills? I'm like, yes, I would. I would like a refill. And then he's like, oh, we're out of tea. Because that's normally what I get everywhere we go. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I'll see if we can make more. I'm like, the fuck you mean, see if you can make more? Like, what, there's a time limit on it? And then he's like, oh, yeah, we're making more. I'm like, okay. So I assume he's going to bring me a water or something. He didn't bring me my water, so choking down my sub.
You were there, and that was a cardboard, like there was a lot of bread on that sub.
It was a lot, man.
So I was, like, fucking laughing. I was almost, like, being an asshole and just drinking the soda in front of you. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so hydrated right now. This fucking crunchy-ass bread. oh, this water is helping me so much with this fucking crunchy bread. And you're over here fucking like choking.
Dude, it was
chunks of
was
dry
tough.
Bread coming out of your mouth.
But
and
I was hungry, but we got
that,
to
that
it.
Was worse service. Really bad food. I don't recommend that place anymore.
Yeah, this morning my stomach was a little.
Not me, bro. My stomach's like a fucking iron skillet.
It's a little gurgly.
I'm good. I'm goddamn man.
But whatever.
Anyways, slept all right, man. Off. That's it. We did a fucking podcast of a whole bunch of bullshit and nothing. Hey, I'm not man. Very happy with this podcast, but I'm sure I'll listen to it again and we'll see.
What are you talking about? This was fucking gold.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm always, that's how I am though. Like every single time, like I'm like, oh, I'm not happy with this podcast. And then I listen to it and I laugh. You know.
We got to do this one. We just got to go to parking lots of fucking people
just
watch.
Talk shit. The problem with that though is they don't know what these people look like. So it's hard.
I'll
just
be
like,
more, I'm
just
be
like
more
when you're trying to describe the fucking, the accident earlier and you're like, oh, this car is banging into another car that's all also banged into another car.
My
and I'm
descriptions
like,
are perfect.
I'm like, you need to get better at describing.
Like when I
see it.
Describe my dick, long spiral staircase.
There you go.
Awkwardly to the right.
The staircase or your dick?
All of it.
You're like, it just spirals like a fucking pigtail. It's just.
Oh, wow.
That's how I do it.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, don't they say that that's how cat dicks are? That's why, like, cat female cats. You
what?
Know they're, you know when they're fucking.
Oh my god.
You know when they're fucking and,
wow,
and the female cat is like always
you're still talking
crying.
About this.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. Yeah, dude. This is an educational podcast. I need to throw some educational things on every single episode. So I'm gonna teach you some shit right now. Apparently, cat dicks are kind of like that. That's why you know when you hear a female male cat, they're doing it. They always sound like they're fighting. It's because apparently it is somewhat painful because it. The quote-unquote member, I believe, swells.
Oh, my God. Just please stop.
You remember that one time when I was at your house back when you used to breed dogs? And you, like, your two dogs were doing it. And at some point, they got stuck together and you had to separate them. That's when you had, like, Doberman pinchers or some shit? Or what'd you have? Doberman? Anyways, just like that. Just like that.
I don't... I remember I had Dobermans. Dude, is there fucking... There was a prom out here.
Yeah, man. Look, everybody's all pumped out.
Man, that gay dude's so flamboyant right now. So flamboyant. Fuck.
Anyways, dog.
I remember...
talking to people. They're describing people that they can't see.
Just take my word for it. That girl's ass, though.
These girls are, need to show you three forms of ID,
yeah,
dog.
Do.
Government-issued ID. Not like
hologram.
School IDs.
Hologram. I remember I had dogs, but I don't remember that.
Anyways, that's it.
My memory's bad.
I'm just trying to give people educational points, man. You guys know all the fucking shit is down below. Links to our social media. Throwback Podcast is on iTunes right now. And if not, what I'm going to start doing is linking the actual URL so you could just listen to this on your browser. Because I know some of you... We have a divide here, like in the viewers. Like, there's some people that listen only to iTunes, and there's some people that listen only to YouTube. And so it's like, all right, I'm going to have to continue to do both once we catch up to the current podcast because it needs to be available everywhere. So that's just me internally talking to you, letting you into my brain.
What number are you on?
I'll tell you right now, dog.
Go ahead. Open it up.
Right now we are right now, today, if you go onto iTunes and you search Monday's Locker Room Talk and you go in there and you try to search for stuff, you will find podcast number 29, which is arguably one of my favorite Photoshops ever on this podcast.
It's pretty good.
And then on Thursday, you'll get podcast number 30, which
is also pretty good Photoshop.
I still think the other one's better. But still, it's still. We're talking about all kinds of crazy shit.
I thought you were going to be dropping them 3 a week.
I get requests for that occasionally. But I'm like, look, we're already at 30. Last week, we were like at 20 fucking something. How are we moving so quickly? I am skipping some of them, though. Like some of the ones that just didn't make sense for me to upload. Like, remember one of the first podcasts we ever did was a road trip podcast over to go see Boski? And we were talking about video games and shit. That was like podcast number 2 or some shit. Like, I didn't upload that one. I was like, that one was not good. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay.
And so, like, the one we did, the interview one, about the military one, you're not going to upload that one. I'll do it if I start my second podcast coming soon. once the second podcast goes live, I'll transfer the interview ones over there. But that's the update, ladies and gents. All our social shit's down below. Remember, this podcast this week was sponsored by Bang Energy Drinks. Get your bang on. Use discount code Monday's Locker Room Talk to get 10% off of your order of your Bang Energy Drinks. Get your bang on. Any last words, dude?
Bang them hard.
Use those drinks to bang them hard. There you go. That's good. I like that. I'm sure Bang will enjoy that.
Bang them in their bang hole.
What the fuck?